From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Officials say more than 120 people were buried by a landslide that caused huge rocks and a mass of earth to come crashing into their homes in a mountain village in southwestern China.
All of a sudden, the land started sliding toward us. We couldn't get out of its way. I was one of the lucky ones. So many around me were buried.
The Sichuan provincial government says the landslide engulfed a cluster of 62 homes and a hotel in the village of Xinmo in Mao County at about 6 a.m. Saturday. Officials say 1.6 kilometers of road were buried in the disaster. State broadcaster China Central Television cited a rescuer as saying five bodies have been recovered. Israeli aircraft struck various positions in Syria Saturday, destroying two tanks in response to more than 10 projectiles that landed in its territory. VOA's Maya Bush reports.
The flare-up marked a rare case of Israeli involvement in the bloody fighting next door. Israel has stayed on the sidelines of Syria's seven-year civil war, refraining from taking sides or getting drawn into hostilities. It has responded in the past with limited strikes when fire has spilled into Israel and holds the Syrian government responsible for any such incidents.
Israel also reportedly hit advanced weapons shipments from Syria to Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Saudi security forces on Saturday said police disrupted a plot to target the holiest site in Islam just as the fasting month of Ramadan ends. The Interior Ministry said it launched a raid around Jeddah, as well as two areas in Mecca itself, including the Ajad al-Masafi neighborhood located near the Grand Mosque. The perpetrator was killed in a blast which took down the building itself and wounded six foreigners and five members of the security forces. This is VOA News.